a national study on drinking water violations after Flint. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Low-income rural areas are the most vulnerable to drinking water quality violations that could affect people's health. That's the main finding of a nationwide study. Mara Allaire is the lead author, and she's an assistant professor of urban policy and public planning at the University of California, Irvine. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
You did this assessment after the Flint water crisis. What were you looking for?
Well, I was living in Lansing, Michigan at the time that the Flint water crisis really broke into the national spotlight. And so like many Michigan residents, I was very shocked by these events. And I became, you know, sort of curious how widespread are these water quality issues across the country. So I dug into the data. I dug into over 30 years of violation records, violations of national drinking water standards. And what I found was that, well, one, violations do extend actually well beyond Flint. So in 2015, there were about 21 million people receiving water from systems that had violations of health-based standards. And overall, I do want to caution that the U.S. does have some of the best drinking water quality in the world. This study was really just targeted at which communities are really struggling and how can we bring everyone up to meet national drinking water quality standards. One of the big findings was that rural, low-income communities were especially struggling to meet these health-based standards for drinking water quality.
And when you're talking about violations, what does this cover? What did you actually look for?
So these are things that include if a utility has a certain contaminant that's exceeding the maximum level that's allowed by national standards, that would be considered a health-related violation. Violations can also include if a water utility isn't following through the proper treatment techniques. So the contaminants that were included in this study, these really range from microbial concerns, which are usually detected by elevated levels of coliform. It also included nitrate, heavy metals, arsenic, and lead, as well as certain types of contaminants that actually have only been regulated since the early 2000s, so certain byproducts of the disinfection process that can be cancer-causing, those were also included in this study.
Why are there more violations in rural areas than urban areas?
So rural areas, especially small rural communities, they really lack the technical capacity to treat their water. So they often struggle with technical capacity because they often can't have full-time operators of their systems, and they also typically don't have the financial resources to have the latest and greatest treatment technologies.
So what are the factors that lead to better compliance?
So certainly, you know, larger systems were better placed to properly treat their water. There was also a lesser effect found for water systems that purchase their water. So this is one way that smaller communities can sort of take advantage of larger water systems that, you know, might have those sort of larger scale properly treat their waters.
Mara Allaire is an assistant professor of urban policy and public planning at the University of California, Irvine. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.